I will start by introducing myself. My name is Pierre Tonna, and I will start with my speech, and then we will follow one speaker after the other. So I will call later on one by one each one of you. So today's meaning, as we have already prepared, it is the trust, the pragmatism, the friendship, and the awakening. All these towards multipolarity. So a few words about multipolarity first. In brief, I will mention facts that screenshot a unipolar world from a multipolaritarian point of view. Recently, I heard Werner Hoyer from European Investment Bank warning that West is at risk of losing confidence in Global South. As we all know, countries who form BRICS and others that will join soon are all friendly to Russia. Don't get me wrong, I never was and never will be in favor of any war, unless it is inevitable. I believe in strong diplomatic and public relations that lead to peace treaties. China's envoy in Johannesburg described BRICS as a union that safeguards legitimate interests of nations that wish to join. Surely, Western dominance will have a strong opposition, beneficial to our cause, multipolarity, enhancing world order, opposing the unipolar mentality that is nothing less than post-1991 dictatorship under the guise of democracy. Sanctions are an economic weapon, a tool of modern war. Prices for us Europeans surged by 17% this year only because of economic turmoil caused by sanctions. Surely the West does not know how to use this weapon because us Europeans are paying the price, or maybe EU forces sanctions intentionally. To no surprise, European leading elites integrated in capitalist opportunities, beneficial to make good money, feel very comfortable with Washington dictating and leading towards its vital hegemonic and supremacy ideals. Recent history proves that a universal justice system does not exist. Europe's colonialism robbed Africa from the ability to develop, from its own resources, and the uprise of some African nations that we see today is proof of all this. From media, I got to know that 80% of Niger's citizens do not have access to electricity. Europe never helped. We only take uranium to live a comfortable life. We reached a point where justice is ignored. Rich and developed countries have politicians that speak in a biblical way, but are in denial of foreign crisis, especially in poorer countries. And they manipulate media in their favor so that they look picture perfect in front of their constituents. The need of multipolarity is a never-ending story. Personally, I lost faith in most of the politicians in Brussels. Shameful enough, sometimes we even see them coming out of office handcuffed with police. The salaries are good in there, but unfortunately not enough for some. Our European leaders are nothing more than servants and slaves of Washington. We are serving one man who is a puppet of his conglomeration of capitalist elites. Our Western percentage of influence is decreasing, and it is time to look towards BRICS to get ourselves involved in Africa that has great potentials, but needs our technology and expertise to industrialize its countries and create ample jobs and good quality of life to its citizens, who will not need to migrate, but instead invite us to develop and build. We might give Africa back what we took. Excuse me. We must give Africa back what we took and pay for our purchases. And if Africa is part of BRICS Bank, then Europe will have to bend down and bow low in front of the new monetary fund. Future gives us no options. We either seek friendship and partnership, or else we will be an island, and this is only to please USA. Today, I invite all of you to a fresh start. My intention is to build a strong European multipolar team. You can call it an international political party. We will be members from all European countries, much stronger in many ways than the usual national parties. We need to build trust between us and work together in order to strengthen our voice by means of our followers from Europe that comprises nearly 500 million people. When we achieve this goal, it will be time that we start our dialogues with Brussels and lead Europe in a new direction. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do not feel that majority of Europeans are living freely in peace and with mind at rest. Most of our population is struggling to make ends meet, whereas our leaders are misusing billions of euros to supply weapons and ammunition to kill innocent human beings. This is wrong, totally wrong, and unacceptable. We must be peacemakers and lead by example. We have one thing in common: multipolar future. I invite everyone for discussion to unite a strong, pragmatic team that can create a difference and work in favor of peace to overcome the current stagnant negative air that we breathe, to eradicate fake manipulated news, and to turn media into positive and healthy platform for our society that needs stability and truth. Brussels knows that a multipolar world has already started functioning. Denial will only make things worse. Sometimes it is unbelievable how our leaders manage to complicate our lives at their expense. Instead of making a step forward towards universal prosperity, they drive our countries in an opposite direction that leads to inflation, recession, economic instability, war, and the list goes on. I have a clear vision of how a multipolar world can function. India, Europe, China, Russia, USA, and the Global South, and maybe one or two more, will be the future poles. The first and most important steps are international law and International Court of Justice. We can use what we have today as a model, but change it according to agreed amendments by all poles. When this is finalized and signed by all poles, then we will have an international system of justice that all leaders will definitely observe. ICC is unbalanced, outdated, and incapable. One example that I always mention is Muammar Gaddafi. I'm sure that he should have been given a chance to defend himself in a superior court of justice, because the result of the invasion, as written in history, is assassination without trial. Finance and economy come second. Each pole must prove itself financially by using GDP or other economic mechanisms that are agreed upon. Poles can use their currencies as we do today. but all must be compatible electronically to an international banking system to ease the flow of transactions. Population is also important when deciding about polls, because the quality of lives is of utmost importance. The negative past ideologies like fascism, capitalism, colonialism, and many more have to be listed as history, because facts show us that they only sacrificed lives and sowed the seeds of unhappiness and slavery. Europe was recently called a garden, and truly so. I love Europe for its culture. We are gifted with diversity and prosperity, gifted with history and art, gifted with our religious beliefs. Dear colleagues, I call all of you today to think about my proposal. I have much more to say, but time is limited. It is time for us to do, not only to think or write articles. Future geopolitical era will be multipolar. The diplomatic fractures have to be seriously addressed in order to rebuild a solid political base. Undeveloped countries who are not able to meet demands such as a Green Deal can easily attract foreign investment to regularize carbon emissions according to acceptable thresholds. But all this needs modern, open-minded politicians who work hard to reach such goals and who do not fear changes. It is time for Europe to become a political pole in a multipolar world. Diversity makes our world an interesting place to live in. Let us protect every nation's values and principles, keeping in mind Europe's interests.